I'm really glad they did that, and I'll never forget it. What happened later was so horrible, you see. It's nice to have something that can balance out a little bit of that horror. Some act of ordinary kindness, like two goofs paying not just for the skirt they spoiled, but for the inconvenience and exasperation, and giving me flowers on top of that. When I remember the other part, I try to remember those guys, too, especially the flowers they picked out back. I thanked them, and they headed upstairs, probably to play chess. There used to be a tournament here toward the end of every summer, with the winner getting this little bronze toilet seat called the Scranton Cup. All that kind of got left behind when Lieutenant Shane Dinks retired. The two of them left me with the look of men who've done their duty. I suppose that in a way they had. I felt that they had, anyway. And I could do my part by getting them a big box of chocolates or some winter hand warmers with what was left over from the gift certificate after I'd bought a new skirt. Hand warmers would be more practical, but maybe a little too domestic. I was their dispatcher, not their den mother, after all. They had wives to buy them hand warmers. Their silly little peace bouquet had been nicely arranged. There were even a few sprigs of green to give it that all-important town florist's feel, but they hadn't thought to add water. Arrange the flowers, then forget the water. It's a guy thing. I picked up the vase and started toward the kitchen, and that was when George Stankowski came on the radio, coughing and sounding scared to death. Let me tell you something you can file away with whatever else you consider to be the great truths of life. Only one thing scares a police communications officer more than hearing a trooper in the field actually sounding scared on the radio, and that's one calling in a 2999. Code 99 is general response required. Code 29, you look in the book and you see only one word under 29. The word is catastrophe.